Well, this is the first Poofcast to ever have a dedication at the start.
Oh, wow. It's like love songs and dedications.
Yeah. Poofcast and dedications.
Yeah.
I owe our listener, Andy. I owe him a special dedication.
Yes, you do.
Because
you weren't there.
You guys did a gig last month.
We did.
In Melbourne. That I was not present for.
No, you were
not. I was in Perth, or as I like to think of it, fucking Perth.
Right. Not fucking Perth.
Fucking Perth. Right,
okay.
And Andy flew down from Sydney especially to see the gig, and I wasn't there, and by all reports, he was very disappointed not to see the comedy gold that I spin with my hands.
Exactly. With your mouth. He was very lovely too,
although at a certain point in the night, we did have to lead him out to a cab.
Really? I wasn't there for that.
Right.
I think I turned on you and gone, and I'd rung Toby to tell him that I hated you.
Oh, right.
You know, that always happens at the end of our gig.
Yeah.
Does Andy's excitement get the better of him?
It got a bit the better. Yeah, he was.
Okay.
We're dedicating this to him, and now you're slagging him off.
No, he was perfectly lovely. He was just a drunken slut. Okay, that's all I'm saying. No.
Well, he did have a special message for Toby.
So Andy, if you're still conscious and listening to this, you drunken little bitch, then this podcast goes out to you.
Go, Andy.
I really, really love you. You are the best out of these three. And I sincerely hope to God you guys all get married and have like a talking poopy baby. Because I flew down from Sydney to see you. To see just you. Angry little man, I love you.
Bless him.
Wait, why does he have the disconcerting mid-Atlantic accent of a Russian diplomat speaking on Late Line? Where does that come from?
I think he is the same age as Josh Thomas.
He's got that international.
Well, Andy, you will have to wait to see the full majesty of me live another time.
Yes, you will. We are doing gigs. Check the Talking Poofy website, talkingpoofy.com.au. We should be getting on with this Poofcast. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
Punctual Toby Sullivan.
It's so professional, Adam.
Yes. There's so much more after this.
I don't really hang out with the rest of the guys very often. You know, they're a bad influence.
Talk poofy to me.
Well, I've had half a glass of champagne. That should inure me to the worst of the impact.
Yes.
it's like having a Serapax before you fly.
Well, Toby is getting in the mood because...
The nerves cancel out the drugs.
Yeah. So the champagne is basically the courtesy fingers for what's about to be inserted.
Yep.
We have a letter, Toby, about... during our summer series, there was a discussion about, the toilet tissue.
Toilet tissue. Can you say it, Toby?
Toilet tissue.
Okay.
This is from...
Is it warm in here?
This is a letter from Kane who wants to address your issue with toilet
paper. Right, but there was a bit of a response
your
to the toilet
issue
paper.
Issue with the tissue.
Tissue issue.
If you don't know, I refuse to buy toilet paper. I don't like the idea of toilet paper.
Yes. Hi, guys. I, like Toby, have an absolute aversion to buying toilet paper. I hate buying it. Hate it when I see other people buy it. Even thinking about it and typing this email makes me vomit in my mouth a little.
Just get a little bit of tissue and wipe your lips.
I even go so far that only if I absolutely need to go to the bathroom at work, I go on a different level in my office building to do it.
I know! Kane, I'm the same.
Oh my God.
It's so true.
I've actually seen you on the red eye to Perth. To go and have a poo.
He needs
Toby.
To do a shit.
Yeah.
On the Perth brown eye.
I am also of the opinion that the second cubicle of the male bathroom is potentially the worst invention in human history.
Wow, there's a can of worms.
Hey.
Let's hope not.
On the other hand, bringing people together, Kane. So just,
Now, I was out grocery shopping tonight, and the lady, if you can call her that, in front of me at the checkout, I happened
Bitch
to notice she was buying 18 rolls of toilet paper. A toilet brush.
And at the same time.
Was it.
Oh, oh my God.
No, no buffer goods to hide the fact that she was a disgusting pervert. I could only imagine the absolutely repugnant mess that she was planning to pass when she got home that required that amount of toilet paper and a new toilet brush. Love your work. Keep it up, Kane.
Ah. You know what would have been worse, Kane? You know what would have been worse? If she was buying toilet paper, toilet brush, industrial strength kitchen gloves, some scourers, and sandpaper. That would have been worse.
No, and Drano.
Drano.
And tampons.
Because she's got a vagina!
Kane, I am in 100%, more than 100%, 101% agreement with you.
My gosh.
That is, who is that? That woman is an idiot. Like, if she if she needs, how stupid, like, that is just confronting. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you need 18 rolls of toilet paper, like, that says maybe, right? Maybe you have some kind of condition.
Have you ever lived with a woman, Toby? They use it for both ends.
Yeah, they use it all the time.
Yeah, but you don't have to buy a brush at the same time. Like, you may as well just walk down the street with a t-shirt saying, got a big jobby coming tonight. Just, what do you think you're doing, lady? That is just rude.
But maybe she just moved in somewhere and she was kind of, you know, buying householdy.
But make two trips. Don't, under no circumstances should you buy a toilet brush and toilet paper.
Is that the unwritten rule, that toilet paper and toilet brushes?
It's not even unwritten. It's like ingrained. It's like you need a written rule to breathe. Like, this is just natural common sense. You can't buy toilet paper and a toilet brush at the same time. That's too much poo. Can't you understand that?
No,
isn't that
I
obvious?
I don't understand that at all.
That is too much poo in your life at once.
But isn't it like ripping the Band-Aid off quickly? Don't you just want to go and do it and...
Get it over and done
get
with.
Get it over and done with.
And have people watch you buy toilet paper and a brush at the same time.
It's the look of disbelief on your face that I'm finding so fucking amusing. What? What?
This just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. Like, that to me is a deliberately provocative act. That is her going, and a fat woman, which makes it even worse.
It's like, you're talking about her as if she stood in line at the supermarket stabbing a kitten.
Well, she's buying toilet paper and a brush at the same time, so I don't know how much more flamboyantly defecatory she wants to be about it.
Flamboyantly defecatory.
Just have some restraint, lady.
Oh, my God.
It's not okay.
Oh, wow.
It's not okay. Look at you. You're so angry.
You are so worked up.
I think that is really disgusting.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Andrew Bolt. We'll be...
Also, Kane, I totally support you going to a separate bathroom.
Now, what's that about?
Yeah.
Well, because...
You're getting emotional.
It's very... Well, because if you go to the bathroom on the same floor, then people will know that you're going to the bathroom. But if you just go, oh, I'm just going to pop down the shops, I might just get a Mars bar or something. Then no one knows you're doing it.
Right.
I'm just going to go and check the
post.
Why
you get so thingy when, like, because we, like, it's quite a secure radio station. Mm-hmm. We're recording the Poofcast.
Mm.
And if you go to the facilities.
Yes.
Let's not upset Toby by using the real word.
Thank Bogger,
the shitter.
You go to the facilities, you have to, like, use my keys to get back in. And Toby always gives me this furtive look and goes, can I please borrow your keys?
You don't need to know what I'm doing. It's just, I just need the keys.
That is exactly correct. Adam does not need to know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And you always wait until we're inside the door before you borrow the keys.
You never go to the toilet and then say, oh, wait for me. I'll be back. You wait till we get back here and then you go, oh, can I borrow your keys? And then go all the way back down there again.
Because it's just makes sense to me that way. It's just...
Well, what would you do if there was like...
It's not a group excursion.
Right. Well, what would you do if there was like a... There was a convention in there.
If there was a... What do you mean? Like,
there were people in there.
Why would there be a convention?
I don't know. There might be that, you know, that guy you went on the date with. He might be demonstrating.
Oh, right. If there was like... Say that other office was full and it was very busy.
Yes.
I would...
Fill your pants.
I would say that I needed to get a bottle of Coke or something like that and go to the shopping centre bathrooms next door.
Ah!
Can I tell you a disgusting poo story?
Go on.
Probably not. Nah.
At this radio station where I work, there's two radio stations, right? So there's one upstairs, which is where I work, and then one downstairs where Eddie Maguire does the breakfast show.
Right.
And
this isn't any Maguire poo story.
Yep.
Did you save it? Did you keep it? Did you leave one in the pot?
No.
Okay, right.
Every morning, because I have to, the studio where we record the Poofcast is where I also broadcast into Adelaide and Perth and Brisbane. So I kind of have to come down here.
Right.
And I always save my morning ablution. Or right on 9 o'clock.
Mr. Darcy, yes.
Hoping that I drop one as Eddie comes into the bathroom. And the other day, as
he
I opened the stall and he was just walking and I thought, I got him! I got him in my waft! Yeah! Bullseye, Maguire!
You had a venge waft.
And my morning poo is really fucking disgusting.
Okay, okay, okay. Everyone's poo is disgusting. You don't need to.
Were you like, morning, Eddie?
Yeah, yeah. It was like just before grand final. I went, oh, yeah, go Pies. It's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah.
Go Pies.
Go Pies. And did he go, yeah, Pies. Someone cooking them in here.
It does not smell that advertising.
Oh, okay, right.
Can I give you a further update?
Yeah.
Because, of course, the whole toilet paper discussion sprang, as I remember, from a discussion about me sneaking out to the gym.
Yes.
Because I wanted to go to the gym, but I didn't want anyone to know that I was going to the gym. So the plan was to sneak out to the gym. I'd like to give you an update on that scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have not joined a gym. However, Peter, if you're listening, turn off.
Oh.
I'll just give you a minute to turn off. Okay.
Okay,
I have not joined a gym.
Yep.
However, I have bought a set of weights, like the little hold in your hand weights.
Yeah.
Which I have hidden in a cupboard in the spare room. And what I do is because Peter's a very heavy sleeper, right? And I'm not that heavy. So what I do is I set my alarm, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you are.
Oh my God.
You're too twisted for colour television.
For 5:30 in the morning, right? Because we live in just a very small flat. You can hear everything's going on. So I set my alarm for 5:30. And then go into the spare room, right, and, like, lift the weights up 10 times or whatever you're meant to do. Get that out of the way, and then that takes about 30 minutes. And then at 6:00, I go back to bed, and then the alarm, like the joint alarm, the bedroom alarm goes off at 6:30. And I'm like, oh, rise and shine.
Oh my God.
I had such an excellent night's sleep. He's none the wiser.
He doesn't even know. How long has this been going on?
A minute. No.
Well, when did we do the last thing? Probably 3 months?
Yeah, like something.
So you've been doing that?
October, November?
For a few months.
Yeah.
What if he walks in on you? Are you going to be like, don't look at me?
Well, I'm very quiet and I keep my ears, because that's why it's in the morning, so I can hear everything, you know, in the squeaky door. So don't worry, I'm furtively...
Oh my God.
lifting weights, looking over my shoulder, fucking funny soon.
Oh my God. Oh,
and because it's in the spare room, I can just sort of kick them under a table or something and just go, oh, I'm just looking for a thing.
A thing.
Where's that book? Where's that copy of Catcher in the Rye? 5:00 in the morning. So I just thought you might like to know that I have.
Why does this need to be secret?
Found a way to have my cake and eat it too.
Right.
Well, it'd be very vain if people knew.
We just told everyone.
The four
doing.
People who listen to this Poofcast.
Yeah, I know. But Poofcast rules, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You guys are my best girlfriends. It's like a giant slumber party. Yay. I feel like I can tell you anything.
The first rule of Poofcast, don't talk about Poofcast.
Don't talk about Poofcast.
That's right. I've got this funny lump on my scrotum. Is this normal? Just have a look. Oh, what?
Wow. I'm speechless.
That was...
I'm
speechless.
We had way too much revelation in that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kane, thanks for writing in.
Yeah, thanks Kane. And Toby, you'll sneak around behind your boyfriend's back to get fit.
How times have changed when you used to sneak out for a cigarette.
Yeah, indeed.
If you want to communicate with us here at the Poofcast, the email address is poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au.
If you're a psychotherapist that would like to do some pro bono work.
Oh, man.
It doesn't really matter what you write in your letter. We will talk about something else entirely, like shitting on Eddie Maguire and secretly working out.
Yeah.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Talk poofy to me.
I just don't see, Adam.
Yes, Toby.
I don't see why. I object every time that poo happens.
I know.
Every single time is an assault on my dignity as a human. And right. I just think humans are so elegant in so many other ways. The biology of human design is so elegant in so many other ways. There is this glaring omission when it comes to cack.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know the reason why.
Well, we should ask we don't have a line to number one, but we can talk to number two.
Ah!
In charge of intelligent design. Jesus, are you there?
Ah, boys and homosensuals, how's your faces going?
Our faces are good. Good. I mean, our faces are good.
What's going on down there under earth?
Well, Toby has a question for you because he's very upset with the way things have been sorted out.
Ah, Toby.
Jesus, you've designed human beings very, very efficiently in many respects.
Yes.
But why do people have to poo?
You know what, fellas?
Like, exhaling is easy, you know, perspiring is easy. Why does poo have to be so smelly?
Do you know what I love about this so much?
What?
You've got a hotline to the ultimate power of the universe that created all things. And you ring up and you say, why do people poo? Of all the questions you could ask me, why do people poo? This is good. No, I like the way you boys speak. It's because you're homosexuals and you lack the bum. Well, so you want to know.
It's because I'm not confronted with the mystery of the existential void twice a day, okay. And if I have a strong cup of coffee and a cigarette.
So basically, you want to know why your favorite highway is littered with roadkill. Okay? That's what you want to know. Is that it?
Yes.
That's exactly what
that would be good.
Know.
That would be good.
Look, the short answer is because it's funny. Because now, that's the thing about heaven. Nobody poos in heaven. There is no poo. Basically,
really?
It's the same
There's
as
no
it is
poo.
Down there, but nobody poos. That's what makes it so good.
That is heaven.
So we look down, and we're watching every time you go, Toby. Every single time.
No!
We're watching.
No!
And we are laughing and laughing and laughing. Oh, I can't believe they fell for that. Ah! And we just laugh and laugh. And so it's just come back. There are a few things with the human body that makes us laugh and laugh. Poo and wee, that's one of them. Mm. Putting genitals and poo hole close together. Oh, my God, I can't believe you fell for that one as well.
The appendix. Very funny.
The
very
appendix. Funny. It does absolutely nothing. And then it explodes. We love that kind of shit. It's fantastic. People talk about intelligent design. We're like design that's taking the piss. Okay? That's what we're all about.
Jesus, a theological point here.
Yeah.
The theology is, certainly Christian theology, is that when you were on earth, you were fully human and fully divine, but fully human. When you were on earth, did you poo?
No.
No.
I had a word with Dad. I went, Dad, get rid of it. It's just hilarious. You know how Adam and Eve didn't have belly buttons?
Yeah.
I had no freckle.
No freckle.
Jesus had no asshole.
No, totes, no. Don't.
Wow.
No
asshole. And it's something the Vatican doesn't ever talk about.
No,
I'm not surprised.
Then it's a conspiracy because they don't talk about Jesus.
Is that why they're so against sodomy and homosexuality? Because Jesus didn't have anywhere to put us.
Exactly. You just have to rub against it. It would be just like, yeah.
Jesus was just strictly like, a gobby and handjob guy.
That's right. It was totally. It was like a fold.
Only.
It was like a wrinkle in a thigh. That's what my bum looked like.
Jesus was an exclusive top.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. We think it's hilarious.
Wow.
We actually have, like, you know how to have, like, Big Brother on Earth, that TV show?
Yeah.
We just have, like, on TV all the time in heaven, just people pooing. Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, my God. You should see the wiping techniques. Hilarious.
Do you know, speaking of Big Brother, Jesus.
Yeah.
I once went to Big Brother, and, you know, like, when you go as a media person, you can go around the back.
Oh, around all the cameras.
Around the back.
Yeah, and look through the little curtains and see people. And I was next to the toilet once when Igor took a dump.
Oh, wow. You really get to do the cool stuff, don't you, Adam?
This is the life of a celebrity.
That's right.
Watching strangers poo.
Wow, I get to see everyone poo. Yeah, oh, my God. You know who was really good at it?
Who?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Really?
Oh,
really?
She was great at it, man. It was just. It
when
was...
she was thin or fat?
Oh, when she was fat, that was when it got most fun. Yeah. Honestly, she was like a sausage machine. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Okay, now even now I'm getting revolted by this. Well, I'm normally okay with
all, no, all I can think fun. Of is just like a list as long as my arm of revolting National Velvet jokes.
Yeah.
I can just imagine Elizabeth Taylor sitting on the bog, just like cranking one out, and yeah. then you know, saying to herself, "Well, now I'm a tough little Texan."
That's actually what she used to do.
Really?
Every time.
I fucking really? Knew it. I knew
every
it. I
time.
Knew it. I knew
oh,
it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, Jesus, I think you've got a very cruel sense of humor in that case.
It's pretty funny. You'll see, when you get, well, no, actually, you're homosexual. You're not coming up here. But when you get down there, if you go to hell, because you don't get, no, your anus disappears when you come up to heaven. But right. when you get to hell, you get like 5 or 6 put in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like where? Like, do you choose where? Or
no,
you just,
no. Oh, it's like God. Just random dartboard, like in the middle of the forehead, on one of your nipples.
Oh, imagine yeah. a nipple anus.
Yeah, it's true. And then you have Mexican food every night.
So it's just like a punctured toothpaste tube.
That's
just,
pretty much, oh, yeah.
It's a taco yeah. festival.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what it's like.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. I think you're upsetting Toby now. Tell him it's a joke.
Oh, it's a joke, Toby. But you know what isn't a joke? The whole time we've been talking, I've been sitting on the toilet anyway. I mean, not doing anything, just talking on the toilet.
You're on the poo phone.
Talking on the toilet.
I'm hanging up on you, Jesus. That's enough. Go away.
Bye, boys. Oh,
Jesus.
I can't believe Jesus was on the hotel poo phone the whole time.
The whole time.
I thought it sounded echoey.
Let's face it. All I know how to do is take off my clothes.
Talk poofy to me.
Well, it's time. Normally we do Where's here, but we know where he is. He's on the other end of the phone, and we don't want to know where he is.
Don't ask
a question you don't know the answer to.
Exactly. No. Where's Snelling? How are you, darling?
I'm well, thank you. It's so good to chat to you girls.
Oh, my God. You're not on your fucking gay radio station now. You don't have to pretend to like us.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay. It's like she's selling kitchenware on the Circle.
How is your Bessemer pot?
Hi, Yumi. If you're like me, you have terrible trouble scraping off the casserole from your LaCroix, eh? No, I'm not at all fucking like you, Yumi. So, no.
Go on, abuse me. Go
no,
on.
No. I'm just what I'm saying is you have a very professional approach to yes. presentation.
Yes. Oh,
you're almost as good as the brand power girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie.
Now, you've got quite the heavy topic for us, something you wanted to discuss, Wesley.
Yes. Here's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'll tell you why, because I was, well, we might be able to relate it to gayism.
Right.
But you lads told me that I didn't have to talk about gay stuff.
No, you don't.
So I'm going to throw a topic towards you.
Ooh.
Mm.
Alcoholism, discuss. Is it innate or is it learnt?
Innate.
Or learnt.
Are you born an alcoholic?
Yes.
Well, don't they say that there's an addictive personality?
Is there an addictive gene?
Yes, there is a gene, but, well, just more importantly, just discuss it, alcoholism.
Well,
we've all got it, clearly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, look, if pressed, I'll vote in favour.
Yeah. Is it a gay gene?
I think it was when we were of an age to, you know, get really into it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that there's not so much self-loathing involved with being gay.
During the West Coast Cooler years.
Yes.
Yes.
Back in the goon bag with a bucket of ice years.
Back in the Sub-Zero with a shot of raspberry cordial.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. I feel bile rising at the thought of that. Just
I don't know. I think there's, well, you know, like it is more acceptable to be gay.
Yeah.
Now, but
so
there's
not so much self-loathing involved. Like there was a time where you were made to feel so shit about the way you feel.
Yeah,
about
but there
other
are
people.
Still people who are made to feel that shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
So I think maybe the whole alcohol and drug abuse thing
yeah,
is
but
probably
if
higher
I think,
in the gay community.
If I think about the young fags I know, though, they don't really. You know, they all got something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they're pill kids or they're, you know, spliff kids or whatever.
Do you know what freaks me out?
There's not like a huge outbreak of teenage gay sobriety.
Do you know what freaks me out? Is the gays and the smoking.
How many gays smoke?
So much smoking. Yeah, I've never smoked, and I think I'm the only person I know who doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would be.
Who's bang up smoke. For cock?
Yeah.
Maybe it's that whole putting something in your mouth thing.
But it's not like you suck on your cigarette until it comes in your mouth.
Some might say you do.
You know what I say? I just realised I totally tuned out of that.
I know. You've come up with a segment that you don't have to do anything in.
I was thinking about champagne.
Were you? Well, you're still on topic, though, Wes.
I think the smoking thing actually is about that we just don't care about losing 10 years of our life.
Yeah.
I don't.
But you do care about being fat, so it's like...
Yes. It's a great way to...
If I put a cigarette in my mouth, that's not a biscuit.
Yeah, that's true.
The way I look at alcoholism is that it's very unhealthy with several deleterious effects to your health and well-being. However, the alternative is thinking about life all the time.
Yeah.
If you did that, you would kill yourself.
Yeah.
So either way, there's death and disease at the end of either course.
Yeah.
Suicide is better slower.
Yeah, well, maybe, yes. But the alternative is not staggering around some gay bar, some cum bucket of a gay bar at 3 o'clock in the morning, groping everything you get your hands on and sucking a bouncer off in the toilets, and then being able to blame it on too many fucking tequila shots. That's the alternative.
Do you know what? Wes, do you remember when I stopped drinking for a little while? And
I don't think we spoke, though.
No, we went to the Laird one night, and it was my birthday, and I drank milk.
At the Laird.
Hang on, are you sure it was milk?
You're not allowed. Apparently, it's some law. If you're a bar, you're not allowed to charge for milk.
Really?
You have to have milk on the premises.
Just in case somebody brings a baby
because
to the
Laird. Because you're not a milk bar with a milk license.
You can't charge for it.
You can't charge for it.
Do you need a milk license?
Apparently it's like a milk license. You need to be a milk bar to have a milk license.
Oh, my God.
So wait, Adam, you're not really hard up for cash. So you're telling me that you got the milk...
No, I just wanted... No, I actually did feel like milk.
Well, listen, Wes, you don't get rich by spending it on milk.
Exactly. Yeah.
No. It was like I felt like milk and I ordered the milk and then I went to pay and they said, no, we're not legally allowed to charge you for milk.
Do you know what? This is like the banana in Adelaide. This is just strange. This is like eating the banana at McDonald's in Adelaide. This is just strange. If I had been there and you had drunk a glass of milk in front of me at the Laird, I would have had to have gone home.
Yeah.
What happened? Well, Adam started drinking.
It was kind of a weird sex. Drinking. It was kind of a weird mix of kind of gay sex and Leave It to Beaver. It was just kind of, what? Okay, well, I'm Sam Malk. What?
Who started drinking? I didn't know what was going to be next. Maybe he'd brought a lunchbox with a...
with a Prima pack in there.
Sticking a Prima in there or something. I didn't know what was going on.
My other thought was if I drank milk, then... that was my first drink. Then I wouldn't be tempted to have beer because there's no way.
Oh, no, it's like Kahlua
want to put anything on top of milk.
Yeah, true.
That was my thought process. I drink milk, I won't drink anything else.
Drink milk. Wow. Did anyone say anything to you?
Wes did.
Why are you drinking milk?
Yeah, that was
I'm quite staggered by that.
Yeah.
That wasn't meant to be the story.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to go to a bar tonight and just go, I'll have a milk.
A milk, please.
And I'm not paying.
Yeah. And I'm not paying a penny. Random milk. And then he's going to hand me the milk and I'm just going to pour it on the floor and I'm going to go, that was delicious. I'll have another, thanks.
Why are you pouring it on the floor?
Just to prove a point.
Oh,
just because I can. But I know my rights. I know the law.
I mean, all milk aside,
yeah.
It is rare, really, really rare to be at a gay club with someone who doesn't drink a shitload.
Well, that's because you're at a club, which is the sole purpose of which is to sell alcohol and play annoying music.
Well, that's true. And let's face it, most gay clubs can only be handled when you're off your gut. Correct.
That's
paralytic.
Like someone, I once went to the Peel sober and it was awful.
Oh, really? I went there drunk and it was awful. What the fuck is going on?
Someone said to me once, they were like, oh my God, we should organise a meet up at the Peel. And I'm like, no, you never go to the Peel.
No. No.
You end up at the Peel.
Yes. Yes.
You never go to the Peel deliberately. Yes. It is. That way lies crazy.
Absolutely. It is the height of rudeness to show up at the Peel before about 2:30. Yeah.
But there was a time in the late 80s, early 90s, mind you, where on a Sunday night, when gays were only allowed out on Thursdays and Sundays, on a Sunday night at the Peel, they had like 80s night, and it would be packed from, you know, from, well, you'd start a trade bar, actually, because it was Dollar Pots.
Yes.
And then you'd go across and you'd be at the Peel by like 9 o'clock and it would be a massive party.
It was awesome.
I can remember when the Peel was open as a kind of pub during the day as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They used to have food.
Yeah.
They used to serve food.
What did they serve at the Peel?
Milk.
They used to sell a chicken gizlet.
They used to have a hot dog cart in the beer garden as well.
That's right. Yes, Jenna McLeod used to sell hot dogs. Oh, no, she sold hot dogs at the Exchange.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she did a couple of years out front of the
Jenna
Peel.
Jenna McLeod with her hot dogs.
There we go.
And you know, Kevin White did a shift outside the Peel one time.
Get out!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Selling the hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah. It was like centuries ago. Well, like the cart was driven by a pony. Like, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
God, they should so bring that back.
Yeah, that'd be great having hot dogs straight out the door.
No, there's all these laws now with you can't sell food if you don't have running water.
Boring.
Really?
Also, the guy that ran the hot dog stand was murdered some years later in the gangland shootings.
Yeah. Really?
Right.
La, 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 yep. Look over there.
Here's to absent friends.
basically, our topic about alcoholism really just relates to the Peel.
To reminiscing about the Peel.
Yeah, yeah.
The old days.
The old girl.
But no, so Wes, do you, like, when you say alcoholism, do you mean a drinking problem? You think?
Yes, but I didn't. I once again, you know how I just don't think.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's because I've got a drinking problem.
Right. You've got a thinking problem.
Right.
No, to me, alcoholism is when, like, you get up in the morning and you can't do anything without a drink.
Yeah,
a drink.
You can't function without a drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Having,
I don't have that.
Getting drink on Saturday night, that's just habitual binge drinking. That's different.
Yeah.
That's healthy in God's way.
It's still alcoholism.
No, it's not. Alcoholism is when you can't do things because you're drinking.
We're talking semantics here. They're probably just as bad as each other.
Yeah.
No, they're not. Having a drink on Saturday.
Someone's defensive.
Having a drink on Saturday night is not as bad.
Yeah,
as,
but having a brewery on Saturday night is probably quite bad.
No, that's just enthusiastic.
Right, okay, that just shows commitment.
That's just knowing
mainlining
what
you're like. Lambrusco with a drip on Saturday night.
Yeah, but it's just managing it. Alcoholism is when you can't manage it.
Yeah,
yes.
It's when you can't go to work without a little snifter in the morning.
That's when it's gotten to a point where it is a problem. Like, but I think it all, in some level, is some form of alcoholism. It's about saying to yourself, yeah, okay, I've done this 4 weeks in a row now. I maybe next Saturday night need to stay home.
Have a little break.
And just have 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah. Just mainline that Lambrusco.
Oh, but how bad is that, though, when you do go, like, oh, I'm going to have a night in, I'm going to be really good to myself, and you end up having a worse hangover the next day because you're at home.
Yeah, and you think, oh, I'm treating
and
myself
you're
tonight.
And you're having a few wines, that it's not a big deal, and then you end up drinking more to compensate for the fact that you've got no one to talk to and that you're watching Rage at 2 in the morning with Countdown Molly Meldrum reruns.
Oh, Molly.
Oh, your tables have turned.
All right. Well,
I feel sympathetic towards him now.
I will say this, and this is controversial.
Yes.
When they said that he was not able to communicate properly, I wondered how they could tell.
Was he just at DT's at 3 o'clock in the morning?
It's like, I've had many conversations with Molly and I couldn't understand what he
couldn't
was
communicate
saying.
Properly with him then either.
So, yeah.
It's obviously a different scale.
I think your perspective, Adam, is a Puritan one. I think that's fine. I think having drinks on Saturday night is just managing what you like.
Oh, I just... no, you know what it is? It's when the three of us get together and
all the
shots. Right,
when the four of us get together.
All right, the four of us get together.
And it's kind of a race to the bottom, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's remember that night we ended up at the Greyhound and it was just because we were furious with Scott for abandoning us for cock.
It's true. We get to a point where we just express every emotion. Motion through what we drink.
Yes.
It's like, I'm happy. Oh. How can you tell? Because I'm drinking champagne.
Yep.
I'm really furious. How can you tell? I'm drinking tequila. Yeah. isn't it obvious?
Yep.
It's just like we lose the ability to actually emote. We just have to expect, like, what booze is our palate.
Toby's drinking a shandy. Mixed messages. Jesus.
My favourite one is when we go, ugh, I've totally got the shits. Why? Because this pear cider has gone straight through me.
Oh, you need to have a PIMS. That'll block you straight up.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Is there a cheese liqueur? That'll slow you down.
A cheese liqueur.
Give you a bad
bartender,
dreams.
Give me your phone. It's vodka, milk and cheese.
Well, there you go, Wes. Have we answered your question?
No.
Yep. I love how I just have to say one word and you're off. And any work at all on this.
Good work, Wes.
This is a good segment for you.
Yes.
Inspiring us to talk about shit.
Just Wes's word.
Wes's word.
What's the word, Wes?
Vagina.
Well, thanks, Wes.
Thanks.
You're so welcome. See you next time. Bye, fuck off.
Okay, bye.
I am what is known as a difficult artist.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, we're having interview segments.
Oh, my God, it's exciting.
You know how we like to do our interrogation where we talk to a celebrity?
Yes.
I don't know if this person counts because they're just on my TV show, but...
Have you got a TV show?
Oh, no, I haven't been banging on about it for weeks at all.
Because I've got a TV.
I know. This is Ben Gerard, who plays Toby on my series Outland. Hey, Ben.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, Ben, can I introduce you, like, there's Scott, obviously.
Yeah, hi, yes.
Can I introduce you to the original Toby Sullivan?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Oh,
is this
is this
weird? Is this weird for you?
Does he hate me?
He does a little bit because you're younger than he is.
Yes.
we're roughly the same age.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than I look.
Oh, that was backhanded, Toby. Get him. Fucking get him.
Oh, you're dead. You're fucking dead.
No, Ben's originally from Frankston. He could kill us all.
Oh, okay, right.
That's me. No, I can just run faster than anyone else.
Oh, okay.
During the week, since it's gone to air, a couple of people, because they know that I'm friends with you, Adam, a couple of people have said to me, is that character based on you? And I've had to say, what? That character? That prissy OCD? Deep pain in the ass, not based on me. Based on me, it's definitely based on me. Absolutely based on me.
It's based on you if you had money.
Well, yeah, there's that.
I remember those days.
But can I say, Ben, you are so great in this series.
Oh,
you are really good.
Oh, thanks.
That's the nicest we're going to get. Now, fuck you. All right? But you are...
You need to hear. Yeah. After being a waitress all day.
Really?
What was it like working with Adam? He's left the studio. He can't hear you now, so you can speak freely.
Oh, he's not there?
No, he's not there.
He's not there?
Yep.
It was an absolute dream come true.
Oh, you suck.
Yay!
Oh, you suck.
It's true. I was awesome. No.
What should I do, Adam? I should start like one of those like Terry Hatcher, Marsha Cross type rumors, you know, where we like secretly hate each other.
Yes.
No, do you know the best thing about Ben? Like,
I want to wear the cherry. Yeah.
The best thing about Ben was he was the only person that would indulge my love of what we started to call lunch dessert.
Right.
We would go to the catering truck would come and they'd make lunch.
Yes.
And then they would make dessert at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And all the healthy actors would be going, no, I can't possibly have lunch dessert because I will become a boomba. And Ben and I would be like, oh, more pecan pie for us.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. Pecan pie. Seriously, it was like they were enabling us. Pecan pie for lunch.
I know.
Adam and I ate the whole thing.
We once ate a whole pie because
every day
we ate a whole pie because it was one day where they served lunch and we didn't have a scene until like 4 PM.
Oh, so you just sat there picking.
So we just sat there in our costumes, going, "Are you having another one?"
Why were they being so extravagant with the desserts? Is episode 6 about Jabba the Hutt or something? Is that what they're pitching
No,
for?
This is the thing. Ben is the size of a French fry, whereas I am the size of a whole field of potatoes.
Oh, what? So on average, everything's fine?
No, he would eat exactly the same amount as me, and none of it would go, were you purging?
At
lady never reveals her secrets at it.
Can I, now, Ben, I'm going to play this for the boys because they need to hear it. This is a song Ben made called Lunch Dessert.
Oh, no.
And it's a lunch dessert. Learn how to eat your feelings. Is this the face that ate 1,000 chips? Don't cry out loud. Is this the face that ate 1,000 chips? Don't cry out loud. Learn how to eat your feelings. Go on, eat your feelings. I'm gonna eat my feelings. Gonna have some breakfast dessert.
Gonna have some. So sweet. Oh,
that's hilarious.
Now that is a power ballad.
There you go. I felt like we were at the Peel then.
So, yes, lunch dessert was very
important. I didn't
important.
Even have to sing. It just, like, auto-tunes your voice.
That's great.
It's awesome.
It's just like what Britney Spears does, right?
Yeah, exactly. Eat her feelings. Yeah.
In the gutter.
She does eat her feelings. Have you seen her with her fist in a bag of Cheetos? Oh, she loves that shit.
Maybe put a lock on the fridge.
Now, maybe that's where all of your weight's going, Ben. It's like picture of Dorian Gray. You're eating all the dessert and she's just getting all boomba.
there's a very ugly fat picture in the attic.
Now, Ben, can I ask you a very personal question?
Sure. Tell the truth.
When we were doing the show, you were in two minds about whether you wanted anyone to know that you were gay. And then I read a gay magazine the other day. It's like, yes, I'm totally homo.
Yeah.
When did you make that decision?
When they said they'd give me publicity, if I said yes.
You have taught him well, Adam.
That's hilarious. You turned gay for column inches.
Yeah. Gay for pay.
Oh, my God. You are hilarious.
Oh, my God. Well, can I ask, when you were kind of umming and ahhing about it before the pull of publicity came through?
Can I just clarify? Do you mean you were not gay for the purposes of publicity or not gay in the world?
Oh, no, I just, in interviews and things, I've been asked in interviews before Outland.
Yeah.
I just sort of, I'd sort of just tell the interviewer, oh, I'd rather not discuss it. But for the sake of this show, and I just, not to be too, boring about it, but just in the wake of all the kind of political stuff that's happened in the last year, I just thought it would actually, it's about time Australia got the fuck over it, and everyone in the industry.
Absolutely.
And you're stopping Enrique Iglesias. I just like the person.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
So do you feel like you're making a political statement then?
Oh, my gosh, am I? No.
Oh, my God.
I actually want it to be not a big deal. Like,
great.
If people ask me the question, I'm going to answer the truth. And that's just, I decided to make that my personal policy.
It helps that your boyfriend's totally hot and working.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he really wants to, be seen in public with me. And so I had to, I had to compromise. And,
That's cute.
That's cute.
He's totally hot. Yeah, see, because Ben went to acting college.
The college.
The NIDA.
NIDA.
With people who might be on some of Australia's favourite television shows who are not openly gay. Anyway, over there.
Secret hand jobs in movement class.
Don't give him any publicity. He didn't come out. I did.
You're a good girl. We love you. And now you're on Australia's gayest show watched by 8 people every week. It's the only show on television where there's more cast than viewers.
So we've established that actual gay. Are you actual sci-fi? This is probably the other question. Are you actual sci-fi fan?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? I get that you are based on me because I get sci-fi through every orifice from these two. All day.
And your boyfriend.
And my boyfriend. All day. Doctor Who this and fucking Star Trek that and fucking, a calculator is science fiction to me.
I started to hit me, actually. What if people start asking me questions? And
they will.
Anything other than Terry Hatcher and Lois and Clark, I'll have no idea.
Then you'll have to get your Enrique Iglesias on when they just go, who's your favourite, Stargate character? I just like the person. Yeah.
I don't like all these, you know, boundaries.
Yeah, don't limit me. Don't limit me to Stargate.
Science fiction is a spectrum, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Benny, thank you so much, darling.
My pleasure.
Big air kisses. Mwah, mwah.
Mwah, thanks, Ben.
Thank you. And I'm coming up to Mardi Gras.
I am. I'll see you in a couple of weeks and I'm there.
See you at Mardi Gras. Yay.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
You're angry little man.
Angry little man. You know, I think he grew up in America. I think that was...
Did you get that full story?
I think so.
I thought you would have bummed him off at some point. Because generally when people come to see us...
I know. I bummed
them off.
Oh,
that's right, because you've got a boyfriend now.
No, well, I can bum them off, but I just didn't bum him off. I don't know, call it an aberration. Let's face it.
Put it down to absentmindedness.
Let's face it.
When you said aberration, my brain just went, why is he saying this? I thought you were about to say aboriginal.
All right.
Let's just call it an aboriginal. I'm like, why would you call that an aboriginal? What's wrong with you?
No, I tell you what. Next time someone comes and sees one of our gigs, I'll bum them off twice. Okay. Make up. Yeah. Okay?
You know why you didn't bum him off?
Why?
Because he was a straight guy. Normally we sexually harass straight men.
Straight men.
Quite badly. Indeed.
That is our specialty area.
Yeah, we're quite bad. Anyway. There's more of this next time.
Oh, well, we're recording that. Shit.
Oh, is that a tale? Are we finishing?
Totally a tale.
Okay. All right.
Why not?
Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Close your eyes.
Don't sing that song. Okay. Now I'm going to have to go masturbate tomorrow.
If he were the last man on earth, I would not masturbate to Nelson. I would masturbate to my own father before I masturbate to Nelson.
Oh, my God.
Millsy is not attractive. Where did this whole myth about Millsy being attractive come from?
He's not attractive.
I love Millsy. He's not attractive.
Oh, God.
You haven't met Millsy. He's a nice chap.
No, I haven't met Millsy. He's not wank worthy, though.
No.
Millsy in person is wank worthy.
Really?
Yeah, like Carl Stefanovic.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, right.
That thing
right.
Where you go, oh, see, I didn't want to like you, and now...
Well, the only...
I want to stick my dick in you.
The only time I've actually met Millsy was at the Logies, where I was absolutely fucking paralytic drunk, and at the point I was at, I would have fucking masturbated over Patty Newton. So...
And she would let you.
She would let me, yes.
So to summarise...
She would hold the hanky while you spat into it.
So in summary, the scoreboard reads as follows. Millsy, would ya?
Yes.
Yes. Patty Newton, would ya?
Absolutely.
And apparently Dad, if you're listening, would ya? But only if you and Millsy were the only people left on Earth. Oh my God.
Would you have a threesome with Millsy and your own dad? Videotaped by Patty Newton.
We're just trying to wrap up the Poofcast.
What's happening now?
I'm horribly wrong.
Oh my God. Poofcast is not complete until Toby is in the fetal position. Okay.
Why do I do this? I don't need to do this on any level. This is of no. Why am I here? Why this is.
Just put your head down.
Go on, say it, Toby, say it. I went to university.
I've made so many choices in my life.
They've all led here.
There you go.